Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
If you're just turning our podcast on, this is not the show that aired. We hop on after the show and kind of talk about stuff that we didn't get to or stuff that popped up after the show was over. So that's what this is here. So this is not the radio show, just as a heads up. Couple things. First of all, let's do... I didn't play your son's clip because I thought it sounded too much like the F word.
Yeah, it does. Well, when he says it, I was like, wait a second, what?
And we can play it here. Oh, Amy's no. son, who's from Haiti, is now 8 years old.
Nine
years old. And he says words with an accent, and some of them sound... And I just didn't feel like I could play this word because it almost sounds like the F word.
So he's got flashcards with animals on them, and this is like a fennec fox.
I don't even know what that is.
Me neither, but it's a type of fox.
Okay, so the word is fennec fox?
Yes.
And he has to say it?
Yes.
Okay, here you go.
Fennec fox.
I mean,
he's trying.
I still hear the... But, I mean, he definitely... There was times where I was like, what are you saying? Because he came from home from school just saying, like... I thought he was saying, like, fennec fox.
You're right. It's just... Yeah, here's another one.
Fennec fox.
Oh, that's close. Do it again.
Fennec fox.
Okay, I think he's doing okay. Do play the first one again.
Fennec fox.
He got better. I couldn't record the whole time. And then at one point he goes, why are you recording me? I said, I'm not.
You're lying to your kids, bringing in bits.
Well, because then I knew he would probably concentrate on it too much. Because when he wasn't really thinking about it, I was like, whoa, what's this F word, buddy?
Are you trying to walk them out of their accent a little bit?
No. Mm-mm, I love their little accents.
No, I know, but it's hard to understand them sometimes.
Oh, I understand them just fine.
I know you do. I don't. Yeah. And I'm around them enough.
Well, I think some of that is that he still doesn't... For her, I can understand everything. But with him, I think it's sometimes he doesn't know the right English words yet to express what he's trying to say.
Sometimes I don't know the right English word.
Same, buddy. I know.
Speaking of that, I still have to go to the brain doctor. It took me like a month and a half to get in.
Oh, yeah.
I think a big part of it, though, I'm starting to realize because I feel my brain fogging in and out, I think is a lot of it's sleep. I just think it's sleep. And I haven't slept. I didn't sleep very well just because I've been in different time zones.
Mm-hmm.
And man, when I get rolling and all the traveling around like I am, I just am not, things aren't connecting. It's got to be partially sleep. And then brain disease too. It's a mixture of both. So
could be your spine.
Which is what's happening with Amy.
Mm-hmm.
I saw your
nervous system. It may not be because everything's connected to there. So if that's out of whack, your brain isn't able to send things to all the different organs.
Well, I saw your Instagram yesterday where you put up x-rays of your skull and spine.
Yeah. Yeah, I just thought x-rays are so cool. I haven't seen an x-ray of myself in a really long time just because I don't really need them. But
you don't have a machine at your house?
No, I can't even think the last time I really saw an x-ray unless it was like just for my teeth or something. But
it was your head?
It was my head and my hips and my stomach and my back. People said I have a lot of gas.
You can see that in the x-ray?
The bubbles.
Gas?
I didn't know that. They're like, oh, do you need to go to the bathroom? I'm like, this is embarrassing. Should I take this down? Because I didn't know. I thought that those were like, I don't know, part of my body, but I didn't know that. Like a lot of x-ray techs, I guess a lot of our listeners are x-ray techs. So of course they're all experts on everything and they give their various opinions. But yeah, if you look at it, the first one I put up and it's...
The first one's just your head and shoulders.
It's just my neck. So my neck looks straight up. Like a healthy neck.
Oh, those are all gas bubbles?
A healthy neck.
Holy crap. What are you eating?
Or I don't know. But then it made me feel like all of a sudden I was like, once I started reading those comments, I was like, wait, am I uncomfortable in my stomach? But I don't know. But my neck, I guess everybody's neck is supposed to be curved and mine is like straight up because it's just a mess.
Yeah.
And our listeners, they recognize that. They're like, girl, you got to get a curve in your neck.
I'm girl, like, get that curve in your neck.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mike D and his girlfriend have kind of reached a new spot in their relationship.
Okay, good.
Oh, wow.
Well, hold on a second. Mike D, you've been with your girl for how long?
A year and like 2 months.
And you guys have a long distance relationship?
Yeah. She lives in Austin.
And so a big step for you guys.
Yeah, big step. Something I thought I'd never do.
What is it?
Whoa.
Oh, we are now sharing passwords.
For what?
For everything.
Why?
Well, she was coming to town last weekend and her flight was gonna get delayed, so she was gonna like change her flight. So I was like, I had booked it. So I was like, just log into my account, change it. And I gave her my username, gave her my password. So she has everything now.
But that's one password to one thing.
Yeah, but it's connected to everything. I was like, that's if you need to log into any of my stuff, that's it.
You have one password for everything?
And why would you? That's a weird Yikes. Thing.
Oh my gosh.
All
what?
The hackers are like, ding, 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 ding.
LifeLock's like, boys, we got to get to work today. Yeah. We got to preemptively hop in on this one.
Yeah.
That's weird. I don't think even if I were married, I would give my wife all my passwords to everything. Not that I would hide them, but I just think that's a private thing.
Yeah, but also it wasn't like her name, was it? That'd be weird.
No.
As the password?
Well, yeah.
Or you could be like, I just changed it to your name.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did your husband have all your passwords?
Yeah, I think, yeah. And I know most of his. We have pretty much a lot of the same passwords for everything, so we could probably figure it out if we didn't. You know?
Hmm.
Sometimes I even have to, well, we share a lot of things, but then like our emails, yeah.
How do you feel about him and his password thing, Amy? Giving his girlfriend his password?
I don't know if I'd do it with a girlfriend, especially if it's your, I get it to log into maybe your Southwest account to change a flight, maybe, but if that's now she has access to everything, but you should trust her. So I guess in a way I'm fine with it, but she's not, she's just still your girlfriend. Like y'all don't even live, I don't know. It's probably too soon.
Password exchange while dating is too soon?
Probably.
I've never given my password. It's so weird for me to think about sharing you my bank account with
right,
somebody.
But I think you're going to have to get over that.
Yeah.
I think I'm looking forward to it, actually.
Sharing?
Like I told someone, maybe Eddie, I was like, you know what I'm looking forward to? I don't know if I should say this out loud. It won't affect anything. I was like, you know what I'm looking forward to about having a girlfriend or a wife is just spending money on them.
Yeah.
That's what.
Yeah, and then I said, like, well, yeah, no problem. They'd love to do that, too.
I know, but, like, I think that's...
Well, here's the deal. Whoever you end up with, she's going to have her own thing going and her own success, whatever that looks like. You know, success isn't measured by money, so...
I agree.
She may have her own money, or she just may have her own sort of success, but what a nice gesture. You're ready to share with
someone. No, I definitely am, and also, I don't spend the money I make.
Right.
Really, I don't. I mean, I'm a single guy. I got a great job. I don't. What do I have to spend money on? I got a house, car. Okay, cool.
Dog. Yeah,
and I'm working all the time.
So you continue to.
Yeah, I'm just working. More.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for. Like, I don't spend on anything else. Maybe that's what it is. I like to find somebody to spend it on.
Yeah. Well, we're here. If you ever you need to get rid of some money.
I don't need to get rid of any, okay. But I'm saying that would be. Like fun to do instead of taking a trip by myself. It's like, well, let me get it.
Right.
But then the other side of it is like all the money I make goes out into my kids. Like everything.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not, nine's not.
And no, I'm saying that sucks. That's what I'm saying.
Oh yeah, kids.
What I'm saying is like, you're like, yes, I made this much money. And then you're like, oh, well, it's all gone
but
now.
But you have kids to spend it on.
Sure.
Good for you.
But
Bobby, it's not, sometimes it's not on fun stuff. Sometimes you're like tutoring, seriously.
Oh yeah.
What?
But it's they not need fun it. Stuff.
Food.
Right?
Yeah, I guess. Mike, changing your password with your girlfriend.
So do you have hers?
Do you feel like you're rushing other things because you can't be together? Like you're forcing intimacy even through social media because you can't be intimate all the time?
Nothing's felt forced, no. I mean, I haven't felt like anything's moved too fast. It feels right.
But, like, since you can't be together, you find other ways to be even closer than you should be.
In regards to moving fast? No, I don't think so.
Okay. All right. And you guys, do you think she's the one?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good answer, even if
that's awesome.
Even if you didn't, that's the right answer to say. But really, do you feel that way?
I do feel that way.
Okay. Good for you, bud.
Oh, my gosh. He's going to get married before Ray.
For sure. For sure, 100%.
And Ray's been like dang on that carrot for like a year to us. Ray, what's up, dude?
What's the word?
Everybody has their own time frame for anything.
Yeah,
he gets all relaxed. Yeah, hey, man.
He probably had one of those drinks from the gas station that relaxes him.
The uppers and the downers.
Any news? No update. When we talk about it on the air, I always wonder if it gets back to her.
Oh, she hears it all.
She listens.
She's got. Her mom hears. She's got a cleaning lady that tells her mom what her mom doesn't hear. She has her. She has her coworkers. She hears it herself and probably then from about four other people. So she's covered.
So does anything happen after a show like yesterday where we really dive into it? And even today?
Yeah, just some text messages. I'm trying to put out fires. It should be fine by the time we all get home.
Do you guys share your passwords to social media?
Yeah, she has all mine. She's given me hers, but I'm telling you, ain't nobody going to crack that thing. She went capital letters, lowercase. I couldn't even memorize it. Mm. It's about 20 deep.
Oh, yeah. That's my husband. I never know.
It's mine, too, now.
Ugh.
Yeah.
It's so annoying. I mean, can you just pick something a little more obvious? Like for all of our TV, if we get logged in, if I get logged out of Netflix, oh gosh.
You're in trouble.
Right. I have to call him and then he doesn't want to say it over the phone and he won't text it to me, won't email it to me. So I have to like wait till he gets home.
But guys, doesn't that not matter?
Yeah, no,
what?
Like all of the weird passwords, don't the hackers just get it written out? Like there it is.
I don't know how
it's not like the more complicated it is.
I do think it is.
No, it does help. They do highly recommend you make it as complicated as possible.
As long as it's not like 1, 2, 3, 4.
And whoever they are, I believe, there's no reason for me to believe it, except we recommend a harder password. I'm like, cool, then it must mean something. Yeah. I really don't know.
Yeah.
So I've never shared passwords with anyone. Mike D is, Ray does.
I used to know your phone.
Yeah. My phone's easy.
But now it's probably
your the same one?
69696.
Facial recognition.
Yeah. Morgan, number 2, you ever shared passwords with a boyfriend?
Yeah, reluctantly. It just seemed...
What?
It was a, like, control situation, and I didn't like the how it came down. Like, he just kind of forced it, and, like...
He wanted yours?
Yeah.
Why?
And I didn't care. I knew I had nothing to hide, but it was just forced, so
but
I didn't
why did
like
he
the
want
situation.
It?
Just control.
Oh, man, that's... Mm-mm.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Great relationships over here, people. Yeah. I got them all.
I know. I'm glad you're out of that one. That does not sound like a good one.
Morgan, number 2, has a new... What's the term that they use for dating now? What is
Zombying.
It? Zombying. Zombying.
What, they just act like they died?
Sorry. Bobby died.
Well, died and came back to life, right?
Okay, so...
Yeah, another life without you.
That might be it, Amy.
What is it?
Okay, so it's when a person will ghost you, and then after like some time, you know, a couple months, they kind of rise from the dead and contact you again through social media or texting or calling, and they'll like pursue you again and then ghost you again.
Oh, you get ghosted again. Wow. I think that I inadvertently ghost people sometimes, mm-hmm. and not because I'm running away from them, because I just get... I'm gone for a week.
Sort of like how we start new shows and then we forget about them.
That's rude.
I'm just saying. That's exactly.
Did you put it that way, Amy?
I
when you said it like that,
I never really.
That's exactly what I thought of. It's like you start something and it's like so good and exciting, but then you get busy and then you forget to go back to it. But it doesn't mean it wasn't awesome.
Yes, and I think that's a problem with me. It happened pretty recently, where it was like, "Yo, what's up?" And I was like, "What do you mean?" Good to talk to you. It's like, it's FaceTime. All right, cool. It's like, where you been? I was like, well. And I just expect that someone is looking at my Instagram, seeing that I'm all over the place.
Nope.
Which I shouldn't.
No,
right?
You shouldn't.
I shouldn't. But I was like, well, here's the last week. I was in Vegas and LA. So I think I may be ghosting people and not really realizing that it's not a cool thing. I'm not doing it for like, let me go away and hide.
Right.
But I think I do that.
It's unintentional.
Because I think I friend ghost too sometimes.
Oh, like Casper.
No, not the friendly ghost. I think
like
I ghost my friends too.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I just go. I go walk into another little chapter of, or a chapter, not a word, another part of the globe in my life, and then just forget about everything else. So I think I'm kind of a ghoster, and I don't like that. That's the. But so what should I say? Okay, catch up with you in a month.
I think we all understand, right?
Yeah, but to you
but
guys,
because
you know, but I think they're, and I got called out pretty publicly recently for doing it too.
Oh, so are you going to talk about that?
Nah.
Okay.
If I was going to talk about it, I would have brought it up.
I got wind of it from like...
It happened on a couple different...
The people I didn't even know.
Yeah.
We're talking about it. And I'm like, excuse me?
But I think it's a thing. I think it's a... I need to get better at it.
Do you zombie?
But yes, and that was my whole point. I do, but not on purpose. It, to me, I never ghosted to begin with. I'm just like... Hey.
Look who's back from the
dead.
Yeah,
and I was like, I never died. I just went on a vacation. It's my fault. I'm rotten. I shouldn't do that. Go ahead.
Did you talk about the last zombie?
What?
From one of your past that you just saw?
Oh, I mean, my ex-girlfriend?
Yeah.
I didn't zombie. That's not
no,
a zombie.
That's
right,
a zombie.
But you saw her.
Yes.
It was dead, and then you saw her.
But I saw her, too.
But again...
It was great.
It was not...
Is that awesome?
Yeah, it was great. We had a great time.
Really?
Yeah, the best.
Mm-hmm. Is it back alive?
No.
No. Dang
it. She has a boyfriend.
Oh!
Yeah.
Well, Just wait and see then.
No.
Okay.
No.
We all liked her.
No. Oh, yeah. I mean, Amy loves her.
Yeah.
But Amy only knows her because of me. So.
Well, but so I've stayed friends with her.
I know.
Like, she's gone to Haiti with me.
I know.
Hang out with her. She knows the kids.
I know. When we played that game of who would Amy want Bobby to be girlfriend to be, she yells Kara out.
Yeah.
Well, probably because I just hung out with her, so it's fresh on my brain. And I don't get to see her that often. She doesn't live here. But, you know, you forget just how cool she was.
She's
you know?
Always,
you don't forget.
But we had a great time.
I cried the last time I saw her. Do you remember that? Were you there?
Been drinking?
No. No, I just saw her and I didn't expect to see her and I cried. I was like, man, I miss you.
Wow.
Yeah.
A big part of our life.
Yeah, true.
I was with her for almost 5 years. One of my managers, we were at the, because Kara came to the Opry with me. We had dinner and it was the only night I was going to be in town because I was gone the whole time. And I was like, I'm in town for one night. She was here. And I was like, we can go to dinner, but I'm playing the Opry. If you want to go, you can go along. And she was like, cool. So we went and I played. And one of our managers was like, oh, you're the one. Mm-hmm. You're the famous one. It was good. And then
the one that got away.
I don't live with the ones that got away.
Jake Owen.
It was the one that got away.
Yeah. The
yeah,
one that wrecked my heart. Come on, Bones, take it away.
Something had her in a girl and then I begged her to stay. She was the one that
none of that happened.
Away.
I'm happy for her.
I am too. I am. I'm genuinely happy for her. And you know what? She genuinely wants the best for you. She's very happy, but is in a place where she cares about you and wants the best for you.
Good.
So she wants you to.
Well, and we have that in common because I also want the best for me.
And her.
For me, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That's not zombieing.
No.
I got that.
Although I do think I need to get better at knowing when I'm.
Ghosting?
Semi-ghosting. Because I think semi-ghosting, which is inadvertent, turns into zombieing.
Yeah.
All that makes sense, Morgan number two?
Yeah.
Should I be better at that?
Yeah, you just got to be more clear on communicating. Like, hey, I'm busy the next couple weeks, but I'm still interested kind of thing. Just be very direct.
Yeah, go ahead and say, I'm probably going to think about you.
There's a 61% chance that you're going to come.
Pop into my head.
I just can't expect there to be big changes in my life doing the same crap over and over again. Meaning, I'm going to have to just not work. You know what I mean? Just going to stop working. And like, not all the way, but have some time.
Yeah, you balance. You got to find that balance.
But here's the thing. When I do balance it and I do take a break from work.
What happens?
Then I'm sitting there alone going, this sucks. I'm just sitting here alone. You know? So I could be accomplishing things.
But maybe you'll just be alone for a little bit until it gets figured out.
I don't like being alone.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so tired of being alone. I'm so tired.
Up on my own.
We got to go. Thank you all.
What is that song?
You're the best. I got a meeting. They just put up on my screen. I have a meeting. That's Al Green.
Okay, Bobby's ghosting us. Bye.
It could be seen that way.
He's got a meeting.
But I'll be back.
He'll be back. He'll zombie.
I'll be zombie AF. All right, here is. Check out the new Bobby Cast with AJ McClain from the Backstreet Boys. Search Bobby Cast wherever you listen to podcasts. Here is Wednesday's show. Away we go.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
What's happening? Welcome to Wednesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Hey, we're a couple days into fall now. We were talking about that on the air. It's the first day of fall. And just to bring it up, Raymundo, our audio guy, he said that it was going to be the summer of love where he was going to propose during the summer. Been with this girl almost 6 years. Did not propose. It's now officially fall. Raymundo, I'm going to pull you up here. What do you got?
Yeah, I guess we're shooting for fall now. Sometimes stuff doesn't happen on schedule. That's all that is.
So do you have a new term for what's happening in the fall since it was summer of love?
I got to come up with something. But if you ask anybody, guarantee they didn't do it on time. Most guys say, oh, I drug my feet for a little while. Oh, I was preparing. My one buddy carried it in his work bag for a month. I mean, stuff doesn't happen always according to plan. Well, I shot for that.
Was there a plan that didn't work out?
There really was, but I didn't make too many inroads towards getting the ring. That was my problem. So push came to shove. There were times where I thought, man, this is actually probably a good time to propose. Didn't have the ring.
Step one.
Have you talked to her dad?
I also need to do that.
So you really haven't done anything except be with her for 6 years.
Well, he's had a very busy month. They've been out of town.
Oh, stop
it. No, he's been out of town. And we haven't visited. Usually every, I'd say once a month, we're up at her parents' farm. For some odd reason, we ain't been there in 6 months. So I guess I'm just going to have to trek across town and go up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. But I was just thinking it could be a casual thing where me and him are just sitting on the patio and then I bring it up. But now I've almost got to make an appointment now.
Is it ever casual where it's just you and him hanging out and nobody else is around?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll go visit and the girls will talk and we'll be on the, just, they have rockers out there and we look out over the property and just chat about nothing. And that'd be a perfect time to say, hey, can I talk to you about something? And then that's when I drop it on him.
It's not going to be a drop at this point. Like, he's waiting too, right? Like, her whole family's got to be sitting there just waiting.
They really, her mom's ready to kill me. I don't know what her dad's really thinking. He probably just knows it's the same situation. Sometimes it takes time. Sometimes guys just get nervous. Guys get weirded out by it.
But you've been with her for how long?
6 years. 6 years, so.
And how long has she expected a proposal, you think?
Easily a year. I think the deadline was June.
And you ladies live together?
Yeah.
Like, everything's there. Do you plan to be with her for the rest of your life?
Yes. Yes. And we will be married.
Do you plan for a long engagement?
Absolutely. I'm pushing for that. She's already told me 1 year, but I've easily seen 16 months.
So you want to be together 6 years plus, yeah, and then be engaged for another year and a half, 2 years?
Yeah.
Why would you not just go ahead and hop in?
With this job, there ain't no hopping in, planning wet churches, booking them, wedding cakes, all that.
I'm sure she already has it figured out.
I feel like he's just saying words.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That have to do with wedding. Churches, wedding cakes.
This job has nothing.
Yeah.
With this job, actually, all that stuff should be easier.
The average ideal church takes over a year. So that's, to even say you'll get married in 9 months is crazy talk.
Wow, I planned my wedding in 8 weeks.
In a great location.
Really sought after.
You trying to go super baller wedding?
No, actually low key. She wants it in the countryside.
Easy. It's much easier.
Right.
Right. And then the talk with her dad, I called my father-in-law.
Oh, yeah?
It was on the phone.
Yeah. I mean, if you can't be face-to-face.
I was kind of back and forth with that one about calling, and then I had multiple buddies say, no, don't do that. Man-to-man, it's better to see us.
I can see that, but you can call and be like, hey, how long does it take to drive up to see him?
20 minutes.
Oh, it's not even like crazy. A flight.
Wow.
It's like going to pick up food.
Yeah, I feel like you had to drive through
across
the country.
Town. He said across town.
Mm-hmm.
In traffic, it's longer than that.
You are dragging, huh?
Well, and also, if I'm going to call him, Eddie, I might as well just text him. Why not just do that then?
Stop.
Okay.
It's the same thing.
You're making excuses.
Why not just Facebook message him?
Just DM.
So, okay, no, nothing yet. We're not there.
Not there yet. I do need to come up with a catchy little thing about the fall.
Yeah.
And I did say that it was going to be a big August, big September, but I really, truly do believe it's going to be a great October.
You think October it is? You think it's October? I love that. Everybody shaking their head. No. I'm into it, Raymundo.
Pumpkins and wedding rings.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
You could carve a pumpkin and stick the ring in there.
You don't think I've already not thought about that?
I've already not thought about that.
A lot of no's in
there. A lot of negatives in there. I don't know.
He just says words. I'm convinced he's just saying words to get us off the scent. Okay.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
So here's what happened. I had made plans to hang out with this girl, and I'm separated enough from it. I just don't want to be anyone implicated in this. And so we made plans. And like a week out, because I'm not home a lot. I was like, cool. So on a Friday, it was like, hey, we're still good, right? She's like, yeah, because we were going to go out on a Tuesday. And then on Tuesday, it was like 3 hours before. I was like, hey, just making sure. And she was like, oh, I didn't hear from you. I thought it was canceled. And I was like, what? You're supposed to check in the day or day before a date?
When's the last time you'd
Friday. Read? It was so Friday before
Saturday,
a Tuesday.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
I mean, listen, I could be wrong. I was like, wait, my calendar says this.
You're like, you're a dot on my calendar. You're in here. You're a dot.
Am I supposed to check in the day of or the day before and be like, are we still on?
How many, had y'all gone out, how many times?
One time.
One time before, mm-hmm. So it's still fairly, I mean, I could see where maybe she wanted a little bit of a, like, heads up, like that you're thinking about
it.
It
was scheduled. There was nothing that was taken off.
Okay. I know that you're like all about the schedule, but sometimes girls just want that, like, hey, he's thinking of me, he's excited about going out, just double checking. I mean, things
do change. I did
that
on Friday.
But Friday is far from Tuesday.
Okay.
I was just thinking maybe on Monday, just say, hey, Just making sure we're still good.
I'm supposed to check in the day before.
Hope you had a great weekend. Just making sure we're still good for tomorrow.
Okay, I could have done that. And it would have been a plus, like a super positive extra.
Right.
But did I have to do that? Because she assumed we were just canceled.
Yeah, I don't know that I would have assumed you're canceled, but a courtesy text the day before would have been nice.
Oh, man. Morgan, number two, what do you think about this? Because you're 25. You're still dating. what do you think?
I think you should have texted her.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. She's not in appointment.
Guys, if I make something on my calendar.
Right.
It's in December of 2022. If it's on the calendar, it's happening unless for some reason it gets wiped off the calendar.
Right. I know, but Morgan number two might agree with me. Just how it feels is you're making it feel more like an appointment.
Not with her.
Not
I didn't
a date.
Say that to her.
I know. But
I hate me right now.
Don't hate you. It's fine. You know what?
Because I was so irritated by it.
I
was like, but there was no reason for it not to be happening.
So she was no longer available?
Well, she was like, I can't do it at the same time. I didn't know we were on or not. I can do it later.
See, then that part's on her. Like, I wouldn't have rescheduled. I would have just... Okay, assumed we're on, but appreciated some sort of contact before and not been like, well, you were 5 p.m. on my calendar, so duh, I was going to see you. You know?
All right. So I'm wrong?
I think that there's no right or wrong here. It's that you both learned. She shouldn't have canceled and you should have reached out. And then y'all might be together now.
So I'm wrong, Morgan number two?
I'm the same as Amy. You're not wrong. You
need to learn from it.
Yeah.
I'm wrong-ish.
Yes.
I cannot believe this. I really was coming in today going, I'm going to feel so good about myself because you're all going to agree with me. It was a Friday to Tuesday. And I said...
The whole weekend. Lots can change.
I didn't know I had to constantly clock in. Clink, clink. Still here. We're still good. Clink, clink. Hey, it's me. 15 minutes later. We're still good,
but
right?
You're going on a date with a girl. You're going on a date and you didn't talk to her for a Saturday or something.
Yeah.
But I get that y'all are a boyfriend and girlfriend, but a little like, hey, how's your... But it's a second date.
Whatever.
You should be curious about her. Curious about her weekend. What's she
up
to?
I was busy.
Okay. Okay, you know what they say about busy.
Let me talk to a few
people.
If
you want to make time, you can.
Who says that?
He does.
Tyler in Virginia Beach. Tyler in Virginia Beach, you are on the Bobby Bones Show. What's up? How you doing, bud?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty frustrated right now. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm a little on tilt. Go ahead.
Okay, so I don't think it's a big deal that you didn't check in on it. I mean, it's kind of like making a doctor's appointment or a dinner reservation.
Yeah.
You don't call the doctor or the restaurant the day before to make sure that your reservation's still ready, or you don't have to worry about them canceling because you didn't call.
True.
Okay, but actually, normally the doctor or restaurant, if they take their reservation seriously, might call you the day before and be like, hey, are you still coming?
I did touch base on Friday. I just want to reinforce that I did do a touch base.
Yeah, but girls aren't looking to be like, oh, 4 days before our date, he checked in.
Okay, here's one. It said, hey, why couldn't she check in?
Because she's probably waiting for you to call.
Why is it always about that? Here,
well,
this text
society is shifting, but...
Society...
I'm just saying, I would want you to reach out.
Coming from an independent woman, she could have checked in. Why does that be your job?
Yeah, especially before... Boom. Listen, I will agree, before she canceled and made other plans, then she should have, like, checked in.
Right.
I will give you that.
I'm a little bit, like, I'm shaken by this. I thought I was so right, and I was going to come in and just be like, I knew I was right. I was going to go home and tell myself, you knew you were right, you did it. And everybody agreed with you, because if you make a plan, it's the plan unless it's otherwise stated.
Mm-hmm. So just because she made other plans, you didn't follow?
I don't think she made other plans.
Oh, whatever. She said she couldn't do it anymore.
She was like, oh, I thought we were canceled. Instead of this time, I can do it like 2 hours later, but I got to do this now in front of it. And I was like, wait.
And then your calendar.
You know what I hit her with? That little thumbs up thing.
Oh, gosh.
And then I just went away.
A double tap thumbs up? Not even the real emoji?
I'm out. I'm never going to reach out again. I've eliminated myself from this.
Okay.
Yeah. Calendar. It was a dot. It should be that stays a, you know, the inertia. A dot stays a dot unless otherwise acted upon by another force.
Okay.
Boom.
All right, but you still should have checked in on Monday.
All right, I don't think so. All right, thank you. Appreciate that. Let me do David in Florida, who's on the phone, and then I'm gonna get off this because I'm irritated with myself more than anything. David, you're on.
Hey, Bobby, what's going on?
You are on the air. What do you think, bud?
Well, I'm on your side, buddy. If you made plans with her and it was set in stone, you know, we're all big boys and girls. I don't think we need to be able to having to check in with them the day before and all that. If you made plans with her, she should have been able to stay on track and stay on schedule and make those plans happen.
Yeah, check in. What is this, curfew? What are we, 11? What's wrong with everybody? I guess we just live different lives.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I have to talk to my therapist about this.
Yeah, let's see what she says. That's it's good,
actually.
What
do you think she's going to say?
Well, I went to a long, I had a long therapy appointment yesterday.
And how was that?
It's fine. We can talk about it later if you want.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I would like an update on your couple's therapy.
It's pretty good. My therapist is still kind of stunned at me sometimes. She's like, you live your life like this? Like so regimented.
Mm-hmm.
But we can get to it later if you want.
I do.
Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Let's go over to our producer, Raymundo. Raymundo, what you got over there?
Tropical storm Karen hit Puerto Rico, causing mudslides and power outages. A 6.0 magnitude earthquake also struck. In other news, Macy's is looking to fill thousands of jobs for the holidays. If you're looking for a job, they're definitely looking for you. Macy'sJobs.com. And finally, officials are reminding people to check your smoke detectors this time of year and replace the batteries. Recently in Columbia, Tennessee, a toddler was saved by a working smoke detector.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, we got a guy named Dylan in Denver who's on the phone, and he says that there's no such thing as your disc disease, Amy, in your back that you've been told you have. Hey, Dylan.
Hey, what's up?
So what's up? You say that Amy's been fed a line?
Yeah, so that's a pretty bold statement.
Which part?
The disease part.
Well, yes, even if you Google it, though, they call it disease, but even under Google, it says this is not a disease, but that's just what it's called.
So what is yours called, Amy? What do they tell you it's called?
Degenerative disc disease.
Okay.
But if you look it up under the definition, it says, the first thing it says, while it's called this, it's not a disease, but I'm just relaying what it's called.
Well, we love when our listeners give us medical tips on Instagram. They call the lines. we're totally down.
Mm-hmm.
Dylan, what would you like to tell Amy?
Well, I'll tell you right now that I am a chiropractor, and that when I hear terms like this that other professionals in my field are using, I automatically lose a little credibility for them, just because I think that that's a very old school term, and obviously you're going to an older school chiropractic. There's a philosophical chiropractic, and there's an evidence-based chiropractic that goes to essentially the same school as a medical doctor.
All right, you're losing me a little bit, so let me kind of get it straight again. You're saying that Amy, is your chiropractor old?
No, he's like young. He's really young. I don't know his age, but probably my age-ish.
Are his textbooks like from the 20s, though?
No.
They've written in scroll? No?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so as normal as possible, talk to us in human language, Dylan. What are you hearing? What can Amy do?
What can Amy do? Amy needs to use some decompression. Mm. Not to say her chiropractor is bad or something.
He kind of did, though. He kind of did say your chiropractor was bad.
No.
I mean, okay. I don't know. I've gone to a lot of different chiropractors, including like a Nuka doctor and just regular people, I mean, that pop you and they don't know anything. This is the first time I've gone to someone that actually took x-rays, studied them. I have to go back 24 hours later for review. Like nothing has been crazy or expensive or anything. It's just been thorough. So I definitely appreciate the input, especially if you're a chiropractor, but I'm going to ride this out because I have a friend that recommended this place and said that it's changed her back. So I got to stick with it.
But Dylan, you think he's a quack?
I'm not saying that because I get called that, right? Like, that's not a good idea.
But don't chiropractors in general get called that?
Well, Bobby, remember that one doctor I used to go to that when I got there, she made me put bowling shoes on and then I had to lay down. But everybody did. We all had to put bowling shoes on right when you got there.
Did you bowl?
No.
Because that'd have been fun. Like,
no,
she was
my Nuka doctor. She was adjusting my back, but she wanted everybody's feet to have an even playing field. So if everybody had on bowling shoes, then I don't know. But I mean, I've been to people that would be considered a little bit out there. And, you know, I'm not having to put bowling shoes on at this place. But he does make me put a 3-pound weight on my hand and stand on a vibrating board for 5 minutes.
Now, are you doing that nude?
No, I'm clothed. I don't know. Is that weird?
I don't know. Chiropractors, to me, they're not doctors, right?
No.
Okay.
I mean, they don't go to medical school.
Right. And they're messing with your spine.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, that to me is where I think...
I know. When he adjusted my neck.
It's like the most important part of your brain and your spine are the most important parts of your body. Would you ever go to like a recreational brain doctor?
No. It's not recreation.
Well, what's it kind of what it feels
down.
Like?
It's not recreation. They have plenty of schooling and they're experts in their field and they have to get a certificate and stuff.
Oh, a certificate. No one said they got a certificate.
I don't know. Ask him what he had to get.
Dylan, we only have a second left. What kind of, what do you have?
A degree?
You have a degree?
Yeah. We are doctors. We have almost the exact same schooling as a medical doctor.
Almost.
But you are a doctor, like more, your name is doctor.
Are you a doctor?
Doctor Ryder. Yep.
Oh, wow.
Doctor Ryder.
Well, we were wrong.
A doctor of what?
Chiropractic.
But it's not like in medical, it's not full-blown medical school.
Wrong. No, it absolutely is. The only difference is the pharmacology and radiology.
Oh. See, I could be completely wrong about this. I've just heard over the time that chiropractors aren't real doctors.
I know, even on Friends.
Mine makes me put on when I go like this cheetah thong and that stand up.
Yeah, that's weird.
Hey, listen, thank you for the call, Dylan. Amy's going. She's trying to fix herself. If it doesn't work, we'll try a different tactic.
Yeah, I'll call you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So Morgan said a door-to-door salesman came to her door, knocked, right?
Yeah.
And you opened it, and what happened?
Well, he was there, like, talking about, I guess, some insurance company that just opened up, and I...
He was knocking door-to-door to tell you about insurance?
Yeah.
What is it, the 50s?
Did the milkman follow him? Okay, go ahead.
And, well, I kind of, like, didn't really hear anything he was saying, because he was really attractive, and I was just kind of looking at him, and I kind of just stood there and listened to his whole speech, because I was like... This guy is really attractive. Yeah, I'll sit here and listen to this. So I listened to it, and by the end of it, he's like asking me if he can like email me. I'm like, yeah, sure. Don't know what he's emailing me.
What was he selling you?
I think it was insurance.
It may not have been. She wasn't listening.
It's kind of weird that it's a door-to-door anything nowadays.
Yeah.
Are you sure he wasn't casing your house?
No, he wasn't. He was dressed really nice. I had seen him earlier in the week, like, doing the same at other houses. I didn't see what he had looked like, though. I just kind of saw the car. So I just kind of looked at him, and he gave me his card, and then I looked him up on Facebook after he left.
Oh, my gosh.
Which, by the way, is natural to do. Vulnerable to admit.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, which we all would do it. We just wouldn't say anything about it. So I can appreciate the honesty. And what'd you find out about him on Facebook?
Well, he's single and he's roughly my age. And so I was like, you know, maybe I should like hit this guy up. He did give me his business card, so I have his phone number. But
do
I didn't
need
know
any
that...
life insurance? She's gonna buy a whole policy just so she can meet the guy.
Well, I was thinking about, like, hey, should I text him and just be like, look, I'm not really interested in whatever it was you're selling, but do you want to grab drinks sometime?
Wow. Why not?
Now, that'd be a dream for him. Like, yeah. That doesn't
Can
happen to guys.
Can you imagine? That has never happened to me in my
me
life.
Neither.
Ever. Where a cute girl's just been like, yo, I saw you. I would like to go out with you. What a compliment if you're a dude. Guy got to work them for like a month sometimes. If I were just to get a message being like, hey, from someone who's like established, has her life figured out, I would hit him up.
But is that like too creepy because he obviously wasn't coming to my house?
As a dude, we don't care. We don't care. As dudes, maybe if it were a girl, I think it'd be a different, you have to position it slightly different.
Yeah.
You couldn't use it. But as a dude, we're like, girl, take me. I go out with girl pretty. Yeah, I think you should hit it up. Be like, hey, I met you, came to the house. I hope this isn't creepy, but you're going to get a drink sometime. I don't really have any friends in the neighborhood. Does he live around there? Do you know?
Their business is in the area.
Mm. Is it weird that he knows where she lives already? Isn't that kind of a thing? Like,
but I think if he's going all around, I don't know. Maybe he knew, like he came to your house because he thought you were cute.
Oh,
yeah.
Hit him up. Hit him up. Hit him up. All right, you have one week to hit him up.
Okay, I will. Bones.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Kenny Chesney announced his Chillaxification 2020 tour. He'll perform in 20 stadiums across the country. He'll be bringing Florida Georgia Line, Old Dominion, and Michael Franti in Spearhead with him. Tim McGraw says that his latest cover of The Cars Drive was a song he'd play at his college frat house and was the soundtrack to his life.
That was the song that I thought of, and we went in and cut it. It turned out great, and we loved it, and we just put it out 2 weeks ago to stream it, and then Rick Ocasek passed away. It was pretty poignant for us, for sure, for everybody. I mean, that was the soundtrack to our lives.
Lady Antebellum said that they will release their next studio album called Ocean on November 15th, and it will have their latest songs, What If I Never Get Over You, Pictures, and of course Ocean on it, plus a collaboration with Little Big Town. I'm Morgan number two, that's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A plumber who fixes things for free for elderly and disabled patients raised $100,000 in donations after he charged a 91-year-old woman $0.00 for repairs, and then the bill went viral. The kind-hearted plumber who fixes boilers free of charge for anyone that's old or disabled is now hoping to extend his services across the country after receiving all those donations. James Anderson, 52, risks going bankrupt by closing his private business and relaunching his not-for-profit company so he could help people. He raises money using crowdfunding, and then he goes around and does stuff for free.
Oh, wow.
He says he's been blown away by all the support since he received all the money from doing it. And he didn't plan for this to go viral. It's one of those things. You really can't make something go viral. People have tried it. The only thing I've seen work is when they did the Justin Bieber eating the sandwich, and they documented that whole thing. Did you ever see that one? Where they had the kid dress up like, look just like Justin Bieber, and he was eating. And it wasn't even a sandwich. It was a burrito.
Burrito.
But he's eating it like a sandwich.
Right.
And then we're like, Justin Bieber eats a burrito like this. And they did a whole backstory of, all right, this is the kid we're faking it with. This is the photo shoot. And then once it went viral, they showed it. But it's impossible to make something go viral. So this guy didn't really plan to do this on a big level, but now that people are donating, he's like, I'm going to keep doing it. Like, I'm going to keep helping out people that need the help. So I think that's awesome. And the guy's like, appreciate it so much, and I'm going to keep working for people as long as people keep donating, because he's got to get places.
Right.
He's got to eat food.
Yeah.
So I thought that was cool. Wanted to share that story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good. Bobby Bones
Show. A mom threatens to go to school with her son if he didn't stop getting in trouble. And he didn't stop getting in trouble, so she went to school with him. She showed up when he was in math class and sat with him for the whole class. Well, that's embarrassing. Didn't your mom do that to you?
Yes. She didn't sit with me during class, but mine was math too, and I had trouble getting there on time because my period before was first floor and math was third floor, but I would stop on the second floor and talk. So one day I'm sitting on the second floor talking in between classes, and my mom walks up behind me, and I was like, I thought something was wrong. I thought, what are you doing here? And she said, well, I came to walk you to class because you can't make it on time.
Ooh, wow.
So she walked me to class, and I was never late again.
There's a woman named Becky, and her son's in eighth grade, which is probably the worst to have your mom sit with you.
I was a junior in high school. It's pretty bad.
Yeah, but as a junior, your mom's starting to be cool, like, just a little bit again.
It's not that cool to have your mom come walk okay. you to class when you're a junior.
Fair enough. Well, I saw this, and he kept getting in trouble, so that was his punishment. Imagine your mom sits in class with you for a whole hour.
Yeah, I mean, I could, like, drive myself to school, and my mom was having to come walk me to class.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Pennsylvania. A 30-year-old woman was at the bar with friends. She gets a call. Her boyfriend's been arrested for DUI. She's like, I'll come pick him up. Drives to the police station, shows up. Guess what? She's intoxicated, gets a DUI herself.
No.
Man.
That's not funny. I don't know why I'm laughing.
Oh, because somebody could have gotten hurt. Clearly not making
But how
good
dumb
choices.
Is she?
But yeah, she walked in smelling of alcohol. They gave her a breathalyzer. Boom.
Probably too drunk to know she's too drunk, right?
Right.
Cuffed her and stuffed her.
Cuffed her and stuffed her. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
You know, on yesterday's show, we played a call where I called our listener, Steph. I said, hey, I'm going to send you to the Garth Brooks Show. And she went. It was one of those dive bar shows. Steph, are you there?
I'm here.
There she is.
Hi.
Hey, so tell us what happened. So you did get into the show, right?
We did. We did. We drove in. Green was, there were people everywhere because they had a big screen. So people were camped out outside of Green to watch the show. But we made it in, and there was a line specifically for people on the list. So we were hoping we were still on the list.
I was nervous because sometimes I put people on lists. And then they get to the list, and there's no name. And I'm like, great. And they call me, like, we're not on the list. And so,
I mean, they went through a few pages, so I started to get nervous, but it was all good. We were on, finally on the list, yeah.
So you go in. How many people are in this Garth Brooks show?
So when we got there, there were only maybe 100 in there, because we got there early, we weren't sure what to expect, and so there were about 100 people in there. But when Garth came on, it was, Green Hall was packed and hot.
How many people does Green Hall hold? Do we know?
I read that it was a couple hundred, maybe 400 is what I read, but that, I don't know that that's accurate.
So what's a Garth Brooks show like with only a few hundred people?
Oh my gosh, it was so amazing. I mean, the energy in there was, it was awesome. And he puts on a show, whether like the same show, whether it's 200 or, you know, 20,000, he gave the same energy, but he was making eye contact with everyone. Everybody was, you could see people vying to get closer. So it was awesome.
Did you take your phone out and record a lot of it, or did you just kind of take the moment in? Which one?
I did both. So a couple of songs I did pull out my phone and record, but also the service was not ideal in there. So I couldn't get connections every time. But a lot of the time, I did a few in the beginning, and then I said, I'm just taking this in. And obviously by the hoarseness in my voice was just yelling my head off and enjoying the show. It was really emotional, too. My husband and I were not real emotional people, but both of us said at certain points of the show, like, we're tearing up. And it was just, it's a really cool experience, and we're so grateful.
Well, I'm glad you got to go.
Aww.
Yes, thank you guys so much. It was just really amazing. I mean, this whole, and it's funny because I had to catch a 6 a.m. flight this morning. Actually taking the car right now in a little bit of a conference room. So we made it, though. Garth was worth it, and it was all worth it. And Bobby, you're just so awesome. I don't even know. Like, I wish I could pick a better word, because there's...
Let's try. What's up? What? Why? Are we going to try and pick a better word? Okay. Steph, really, I appreciate you, and I'm glad you had a good time.
Yeah, it was amazing.
All right, see you later. Have a good morning.
Thank you. All right, y'all.
Bye-bye.
Too.
Bye.
Speaking of small shows, Morgan number two went to watch Miranda Lambert play a small show. What was the point of that show?
It was to share all of her new music from her album coming out, I think, on like November 1st.
How'd that go?
It was so good. I actually love the whole album. Like, I loved it.
Did she play any old hits?
No. It was her whole new album.
And she didn't play, like, Gunpowder and Lead?
Oh, no.
She didn't play, like, any, like, even a couple.
Oh, House of Built Me.
Once I went to watch R.E.M. and they played all stupid new album songs. I was like...
But this was for her album.
Still, the people are there. Like, give them a couple. Break them off a couple hits. Oh. You know? Did anybody show up cool?
I saw some, like, bachelorette people there.
No, I said cool.
Oh, like to perform?
What? They're cool.
Did they perform with her?
No.
Can you imagine?
No.
She's like, hey, y'all, I'm going to do a song here with season 19 of The Bachelor. This is Frankie. And season 22, this is Samantha. And we're going to do a little song. No.
Yeah, no.
But it was cool?
Yeah, it was really good. There was one song, I think it's called like Tequila Time or something. That is just like my absolute favorite.
It takes me a while to like, get into new songs. Like, I don't like going to a show and hearing brand new music. I need to hear new music and then know it and go. But I'm not cool with live shows. Mm-hmm. You're cooler than I am. Morgan number two.
I'm not cooler than you. Bobby Bones
Show. Let's make another run at the 60-second showdown. We have a couple categories left. Let's go over to Irene in Alabama. Irene.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning. You want to take a shot at this?
Sure. I ain't had but one cup of coffee, but I'll try it.
All right. Well, you called to play a game, right?
Right.
I mean, we're not pressuring you into it. I mean, if you don't want to, I can go somebody else.
No, I'll try it.
All right, cool. So you have 60 seconds. You have 10 questions. By doing the math, you got to get a question right every 6 seconds. Okay?
Okay.
And if you get all 10 right, you win $100 of my money. How does that sound? Ooh.
That sounds great.
Ooh. Okay, so your categories to choose from are science and 90s country. Which would you like?
90s country.
All right, there she is. Let's give her a big round of applause. First of all, she is here. She is ready to play. And this is Irene. And where are you living, Alabama, Irene?
Irvington.
East of summer there.
Yeah. It's just a little town about like you in Arkansas.
Yeah,
my brother lives in Helena up there.
Okay, I know Helena. And Mountain Pines population 700 where I'm from. How big is your town?
Oh, I think it's like 4,000.
Oh, it's a big city then. You don't know what it's like for us small town folk. You're in a big city.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to play 90s country. Let's play. We have 60 seconds. The timer doesn't start until the end of the first question.
And here we go with question number one. Take Jimmy Johnson, take Tommy Thompson is a line from what Tim McGraw song?
Oh, gosh.
You can pass if you need to.
Oh, my gosh.
Pass if you need to.
Pass.
What is Garth Brooks' rock alter ego name?
Oh, my God, pass.
Who is the all-time best-selling country duo?
Brooks and Dunn?
Correct. What was Trisha Yearwood's first number one in 1991?
How am I supposed to live without you?
Incorrect. What artist's debut album was called Some Gave All?
What artist?
Well, you're really struggling.
Oh.
Maybe
yes,
you need two cups of coffee.
Billy Ray Cyrus?
There you go. Friends in Low Places and the Thunder Rolls were on what Garth Brooks album?
Oh, my God.
Oh, she did not get it.
I'm not going to be able to do this.
Let's try. Amy, yeah. What was number one?
Read it again.
Take Jimmy Johnson, take Tommy Thompson.
Don't take the girl.
Correct. Chris Gaines was Garth Brooks' alter ego.
Yes.
Best-selling country duo was Brooks and Dunn. Trisha Yearwood's first number one in 1991 was?
She's in Love with the Boy.
Correct. Some Gave All was Billy Ray Cyrus, and then Friends in Low Places and Thunder Rolls were on what album from Garth Brooks?
No Fences.
Correct.
Wow.
You didn't do that good. I'm just going to lay it out there for you, Irene.
Yeah, what I should have done was went up the road because I'm sitting here at my job, and there's a customer sitting in their vehicle waiting on me to get out of my car, so it's kind of a little bit of pressure.
I don't know if that would have done that much. I'll be honest with you. Well, listen, thank you for playing. Thank you for listening. Go have a good day at work, and then we'll try again some other time.
All right, thank y'all.
All right, there she is.
Oh, she was sweet.
She was sweet. Not very good trivia, but definitely sweet.
No, she had the pressure of someone sitting there.
The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So the CDC wants people to stop kissing and snuggling their chickens. If you happen to be a backyard flock owner, or maybe one of your neighbors is, because that was the case with me. My neighbors had chickens and they were so cute, and I would like to hold them because they were fluffy. Sometimes give them little snuggles and kisses.
So it's not a bedtime thing?
No. Mm-mm. It's just like if you're ever around a chicken, make sure you know that you can spread salmonella that way too.
I never grabbed an adult chicken and tried to cuddle.
But a
chicks,
baby?
Chicks, yes.
Well, maybe I think they can still spread it even if they're babies or adults.
Okay.
But if you've been anywhere near chickens, just remember if you touch them, the CDC is saying like wash your hands.
Or raw chicken? Like, you're talking about literal alive chickens? You can get salmonella from live chickens?
Yes.
Because I know raw chicken you can't. Are you sure you're reading that right?
I am reading it right. Right. It says here.
Because I snuggle my raw chicken. Like, I get it from the grocery store. I usually lay with it at the night.
Yes. It says they recommend against snuggling chickens or touching your face or mouth to the chicken. Or if your hand touches the chicken and then your hand touches your face or mouth.
And that's not raw chicken.
This is...
Okay.
They call it backyard flock owners. They give them a long list of things because they become your pets and you name them and they lay your eggs and it's so cute.
All right. Thank you for that heads up. The more you know. Thank you.
Yeah. All so right. ABC has the next Bachelor. They announced it last night during Bachelor in Paradise or the reunion special or whatever. And it's Pilot Pete.
Yeah. I don't know Pilot Pete. Meaning, I don't know who that is. But did anyone watch and know who Pilot Pete is?
Oh, yeah. He's the one that hooked up in the windmill with Hannah B.
Oh.
And he seems like a real nice guy, and America loves him. Really nice dude. Just chill. It'll be a good season.
Good for him.
I didn't know if I was going to open up this article and it'd say, the new Bachelor, Bobby Bones.
Well, no. Here's how far that got.
No, sometimes, I'm curious what the update is.
Well, it's not an update, but it was... Yeah, there were definitely conversations... And then it was what I want to do. American Idol, where I built a skill set or go be the guy that's single and always known as the bachelor. That was my mindset in the conversation we had. I just didn't want to go be, they didn't even offer it to me. We just had talks. But early on, even my team was like, no, you can't do that. Like people that do the bachelor, that's not for you. And I was like, but the girls, that'd be fun. They were like, yeah. Like, you have worked your whole life to build a skill set, and you get to go and work with American Idol contestants on songs and stage presence and television, and that's what you're going to do. And I was like, all right. So that's what happened. So I was wondering, there were talks, but
Nothing super, super serious. I'd say level 6.5 out of 10.
Oh.
And it was mostly I've worked too hard to go backward.
Okay.
But I would, listen, if it were just up to me, I'd have done it. But it, I was just advice I was given. That's it.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll see.
No, we won't see. There's nothing. Oh, about him. Yes, but me, no seeing.
Yeah. We won't see you, but we'll see Pilot Pete.
Yes.
And I haven't even been watching that show, but I feel like now I'll watch. I'm into him.
You won't watch. You'll say that now because it's interesting, but you won't watch. There's too much good stuff to watch that you will like to watch. Some people love that show as their A number one, and good for them. Mm-hmm. That's not an A number one for you.
Okay.
What else?
So there's this woman with PTSD, and she's having to fight to keep her three support monkeys. Mm. And I guess her neighbors, they're kind of annoyed by the monkeys, but her doctor is like, no, she needs these emotional support monkeys by her side for her mental well-being. And so now there's like this big fight, and it made me think like, yeah, if she needs the three monkeys for her support, I guess, but if they're loud and like throwing things.
This is what it comes down to.
What?
Does the doctor say that she really needs them, right? If the answer is yes, she should be able to keep them. However, if she is causing a disturbance and the neighbors are upset and it really is hurting their quality of life, she gets to keep them, but she has to move. You can't be in your house. If you had a barking dog all the time, you would get in trouble for a barking dog all the time, even if you get to have the dog. So she gets to keep the monkeys. This is the judge ruling right here.
Well, the ruling is in November. So
okay,
maybe
let me go ahead and cut
listening.
That off for you. Let's go. Keep the monkeys, but if they're loud and your neighbors keep complaining about them, you have got to fix that or we're going to fine you all the time. You're constantly going to be fined. So
well, I guess
calm your monkeys down.
Sometimes like a monkey will be outside on the loose or whatever, mm-hmm. and they're just worried that the monkey could attack.
Well, if they're just worried and there's been no reason to think that, mm-hmm. then stop it. The monkey's bad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Spank it.
Spank it.
There you go.
Okay. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So shout out to this World War II veteran named James South, who's about to turn 100 years old. Wow. And for his 100th birthday, the retirement home where he lives, like put up this picture of him and they're trying to get him 100 birthday cards on his 100th birthday. And of course, it's going to go way 10, over 000, that.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing. And they kind of thought of this idea because he had shared a story about when he was at war, his wife, his late wife, she's since passed away, would send him a letter every single day while he was gone. And he loved collecting the notes from her. And so this was a way to make him kind of have that feeling. Since she's not around anymore, he can get a bunch of notes in the mail.
Good. People hope people do it. They're going to do it.
Yeah. They'll come through.
Yeah, good. That's good. And they're good. Shout out to his buddies there.
At the old folks home?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're the ones for making it happen?
Yeah. His retirement home. They're the one that posted the picture and everything.
Gonna take me, Ma, to the old folks home. She gonna sew it till she can't no more.
I swear to y'all, if y'all played that at my dad's community, they would love it. You might have to up the volume a little bit, but they would love it. They would lose their minds.
Bones, set it up.
They have like music hour all the time. The guy was there playing the piano the other day. I could totally get y'all a gig there. Easy.
Yeah.
How much do they pay?
They're girls.
There are actually, the girl to guy ratio is low.
Oh. I could probably have my choice though, right? I do like Def Leppard used to do and just point with my guitar. And then someone goes out in the crowd and lets them know, hey, we'd like to see you after the show.
Nice.
Hey, Helen. Bobby'd like to see you right after the show.
Helen.
They like to, you know, have fun too.
Hey, Gertrude. You partying? Okay, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Over to Amy with the Morning Corny. Let's go.
The Morning Corny.
Did you hear the rumor about the butter?
No, I did not hear the rumor about the butter.
Well, I'm not going to spread it.
That's pretty funny, right?
Yeah, I like that.
Funny, right? All right.
That was the Morning Corny.
You came back strong today.
Thank you.
Although I was getting some text hate yesterday because we cricketed you. Mm-hmm. But so.
Yeah, and it was good too.
We're the audience. Oh, like me, Eddie, and Lunchbox, we're the audience you have to win over.
Oh. And I liked it just because I understood it.
Eddie liked it.
I don't know.
Yeah, he did.
He was also confused for a while. Today you did good, though.
Thanks.
You're back. You're back. So you want to let your kids watch The Cosby Show?
Yes.
Oh. But you don't know if you can?
Right. So I'm scrolling through Amazon, and I have not noticed it on there before. You know, it's not really been on my radar. And I love The Cosby Show, but obviously everything with Bill Cosby, it just disappeared. It wasn't on, coming on TV anymore. It didn't, like, where it was syndicated.
Oh, they took it off.
They cut it.
Yeah, I mean, the guy did awful things.
Rightly so. It was eliminated from TVs everywhere. Well, then I'm on Amazon, and I'm scrolling through, and I see season one is available. I don't know if this is new, or I just have looked over it, or what, but it's there. And I'm thinking, this would be the best show for my kids. I mean, it's funny. I can already hear my kids laughing at all the things. There's good little lessons in there for them. You know, family. It just shows them together. It's, you know, people that look like them on TV because they're Haitian, so they've got black skin. Like, it's just good for them to see that. And I it's such a wholesome show when we were growing up. But I'm struggling with the whole Bill Cosby thing because, ugh.
Yeah. Okay, so our phone number is 877-77-BOBBY.
But my kids don't need to know what he did.
If you want to hop in, you can. 877-77-BOBBY. Your kid's watching The Cosby Show. I'm going to say I'm okay with it.
We're okay with it now? Because I don't think we would have been okay with it right away. It's hard.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's tough.
Because the show, sometimes you can take the art from the artist. I'm going to say it's okay for them to watch that content. Because I think it makes their life better in many ways.
It does. That is such a good show. It's a good, wholesome family show.
I still think it's
show.
Funny. When it comes on, I'll still watch it. I get why a network can't have it on.
Right.
And he's a bad, bad dude.
But Amazon's okay with it.
Well, they just have everything up there, I think. Boy, it's tough because as I say it out loud, I'm going to say yes because it does nothing but make their lives better. Teaches them good things.
Yeah, it's funny.
It occupies their time in a positive way. There's only positive happening from it in their life.
Like if you ask me, and again, we've been bonding over Friends, but, you know, minus Bill Cosby, it's way more of a kid-friendly show than Friends. Friends, the other day, I had to, like, yank Stevenson out of the room real quick when things got a little too risque.
You yanked him? Well, you just paused the show?
No, I just was like, Stevenson, come here real quick with me. But I don't know. It's a struggle. I can't believe.
What are you leaning toward right now?
I guess now that you just gave me the green light.
No green light. I struggle with that.
What? You're the man of all parenting
advice.
I'm at
like 58%.
You're the America's mentor.
I know.
I'm having you mentor me right now.
I'm going to say that they can watch it.
Yeah. Just like maybe if like Michael Jackson comes on the radio, do I change it?
No.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, because I try in my life to separate the art from the artist.
Okay.
At times, if I can. Let me go and talk to Meredith in North Carolina, who's called the show. Meredith, I'm struggling a bit,
guys.
But I think it's okay for her to let them watch it. What do you think?
Good morning, studio.
Morning.
I agree. I think it's totally fine. I think The Cosby Show has good values. It's funny. It's a lot of TV is so hard to watch nowadays for kids because you have to filter it. But The Cosby Show is not something you have to filter. And when your kids are old enough, if they hear about it, you know, you can talk about what was right and wrong, and that's another lesson for them to learn. But I don't think there's anything wrong with watching it.
There you go. That's two votes for watch it. That's two, okay?
I'm going to go download it right now.
All right, Meredith. Thank you very much. Appreciate that call. You guys can hit us up, too. 877-77-BOBBY. I'm looking at the text. Let them watch it 100%, says one texter. Another one says, did you have to pay for it on Amazon, like pay extra?
Don't know, because I didn't click on it, because I just saw that it was available and thought, okay, this is a thing.
I'm sure it's on Prime.
And I wasn't going to move forward with anything until I discussed it with the parenting expert.
Thank you. Let's go to Shay in Georgia. You are on the Bobby Bone Show. What do you think about Amy letting her kids watch The Cosby Show?
I think it's perfectly fine. I don't see why that would be an issue. It's a TV show. You're not watching it for the point of what he did, you know, in his personal life. You know, there's plenty of other actors who've done wrong in their off-screen stuff, but you still watch the TV shows. For Friends, example.
Yes. Okay. I hear your point, but there's a difference in somebody going to jail for stealing something or a DUI and what he did. So I agree with your point, but what he did is not just another actor doing something wrong.
So crazy what he did. I'm looking at him right now, and I can't believe that Dr. Huxtable did that. And by the way, if you're a Prime member, you don't even have to pay. It's available.
Yeah. Well, you do have to pay.
Well,
you've already paid. No,
we've already tricked ourselves.
Okay. Yes. No, here's the thing. Sometimes as a Prime member, you still have to pay $1.99 an episode or whatever, but not here.
Yeah. Let's go to, but my point is you're already paying.
To be a Prime member. You don't have to pay additionally.
Yeah, yeah. Samantha in Miami, what do you think about this? Hit us up. You're on.
Hi. I'm going to say I would disagree. There's so many more better shows that she could let them watch. And then one day they're going to grow up and they're going to look back. They're going to see the story of him. And they're going to say, wow, I watched him all those years. And this is what he was really doing behind the scenes.
What show would you recommend if there are a lot of shows for Amy's kids to watch that they can watch?
Full House.
It's a good one.
They'd love it.
Family Matters.
Steve Urkel. I love Steve Urkel. Golden Girls, my God.
Okay, solid.
Well, they watch Golden Girls. I love
Family
Golden
Matters
Girls.
Family Matters is good.
Yeah, but you're not picking just one. Mm-mm. But we appreciate that. And you just say no, right?
I say no just because they're gonna grow up and they're going to say, wow, he was doing all this behind the scenes. And they're going to have a connection with him. And then they're going to, you know, find out. They're going to be heartbroken about it later on.
All right, save them from heartbreak. Mm. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Samantha.
Thank you.
Appreciate that call. All right, we're pretty much me, all the texters, except for Samantha. We're all like, let them watch
it. We're fine with it. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, let them go in deeper. Let them watch True Hollywood Storybook, Cosby.
Oh, gosh.
And let them go.
Great.
Let them go all the way in. Okay, we are settling on, yes, they can watch it. It's settled.
Kind of excited because it's now allowing me to watch it again, too.
Yeah, it's great.
Because I didn't watch it, well, obviously, for a while.
You know what? I mean, would you let him listen to R. Kelly music?
I know. Or I was thinking Chris Brown still out there doing things. I mean,
not the same thing.
You're right. Not the same thing.
There are a lot of people that are committing crimes. What Bill Cosby did, what R. Kelly did, those are super heinous. Those are in a different bucket.
What's R. Kelly? This is a remix to my Ignition. what is that one?
Yeah, Ignition.
That's him? That's a good song.
That's a good song. Yeah. This is a wild story. A couple from Indiana adopted a little girl from the Ukraine several years ago who had dwarfism. Then they were accused of abandoning her when they moved to Canada, but it turned out the girl was an adult posing as a child.
That's, oh my gosh.
That's crazy.
What?
The couple who adopted her say she threatened to kill them multiple times. Isn't there a horror movie where they adopt a girl, orphan, and it turns out it's an adult?
Oh, I've never seen
that
movie.
Me either, but I just had heard that was the premise of it. There's a 45-year-old woman named Christine Barnett in Lafayette, Indiana. And back in May of 2010, she and her husband agreed to an emergency adoption of a 6-year-old girl named Natalia. Well, in 2013, they moved to Canada. They left Natalia behind. The authorities just tracked them down last week and arrested them for neglect of a dependent. But they're like, whoa, 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 this is not what it seems, folks. They said they didn't abandon their 9-year-old. They say they figured out she was 22 and was posing as a kid.
That
Are you
so
kidding me?
Scary. Oh my gosh. She threatened their lives.
They also say she tried to poison them.
Oh, great.
And push her into an electric fence. Oh, this isn't the movie, right, Mike D? This isn't the plot of the movie. This is a real news story.
Wow, that's so scary.
Almost the exact scenario from the 2009 movie Orphan. Crazy.
I mean, I can't even.
What if your kids, Amy, that you've adopted, all of a sudden it's like Toy Story, but you walk in and you know how the toys talk when you're supposed to be there?
Yeah.
You walk in and your son, who's supposedly 12, is like smoking a cigarette, like, yeah, we got mom, we're totally tricked.
I know. I would be mortified. I'd be like, are you kidding? All that I've done for you, I love you.
Crazy,
don't try
huh?
to kill me. As long as they don't try to kill me, I'm fine.
I saw a shirtless picture of Bruce Springsteen yesterday.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
No.
He's 70, still got abs.
Does he look really? Amazing?
For 70, yeah, super fit.
Goals.
So they asked him how he stays fit several decades into his career. And he's like, performing is like doing sprints. And so he still does a bunch of shows. But they talked to him about where he works out. And somebody had seen him on a treadmill at Workout World in this $9.99 a month gym. Or they thought it was him. But there's like, there's no way Bruce Springsteen will be working out at Workout World.
Well, was it?
Yes.
That's awesome.
He's been spotted on the treadmill at the gym $9.99 a month. crazy, right?
Right, because you would think he would just work out at home.
So here's the story. I go to the gym, and this is I say this lovingly. Whenever I was in Las Vegas, they had put us up in this hotel called Aria. Really nice place. And so they put us all up. If you were there with the iHeartRadio Music Festival, you worked out in that gym. And so I'm in, and I'm looking for a spot because the gym is packed. And there's this guy, a little smaller than me, but super fit, and he's working out pretty hard. And I look at him, and he puts his hand out like to do a what up. And I'm like, it was Ryan Seacrest working out in the hotel gym.
Yeah.
Stars are just like us.
I know.
He was just going, and nobody was bothering him.
Work out in his hotel room, have like equipment brought in.
He didn't. He was down there right in the middle of everybody. Wow. Just killing it with everyone. And nobody was bothering him. He had a hat on, but still.
I mean, yeah, you must have not looked like Ryan, because even you were like, what?
I guess you just don't, when the gym's packed, you're just not trying to look at everybody's face.
That's true. And you're not expecting to see Ryan Seacrest working out next to you.
But he, again, stars are just like us.
Yeah.
He was in there hitting it, doing his abs and his curls. He was working harder than I was, I think.
Did you try to mimic?
Well, I made sure not to leave. I made sure not to leave until after he left. I got there after him, so I made sure to stay till he was done.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Well, Disney is here to help parents get their kids to sleep. They now have opened a hotline. You can call them, and there's six characters that will say goodnight to their kids and encourage them to go to sleep.
Wow.
So you call 1-877-MICKEY, and there you can press 1 for Mickey Mouse. Hey, little boy, go to sleep.
Ooh, that sounds creepy.
Yeah, I just let Mickey do his thing.
Yeah, that sounds creepy when you do it.
Hey, little boy. Or you press 2 for Woody. Yeah. Hey, Jimmy, it's time to go to bed. This is your buddy Woody.
Okay.
Yeah, and they'll help you get your kid to go to sleep.
That's a great idea.
Kind of cool.
877-7-MICKEY.
Bobby. Oh. 26229.
That's a different voice.
Hey, everybody. It's Mickey. That is really cool. 877-77-MICKEY.
Mickey.
No. 877-7-MICKEY.
Oh, okay.
Because Mickey has one more letter than Bobby.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yay. Right. Yay. Go to bed. Little boy?
Again, when you do little boy, that just doesn't sound good.
No, I didn't know
it's
what kid's
like
name.
Go to bed, little boy.
Okay, go to bed, Jimmy.
Jimmy, a weird name for a little baby, too, for a little kid. But that's good. That's a great
story.
Go
to bed, Harper.
Harper, huh? Odd name. Why would you go to Harper?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of names.
I like it. I'm down. Okay, 877-7-MICKEY, and they will answer there and tell your kid goodnight. That's pretty cool.
Spider-Man, Yoda, Elsa.
Spider-Man?
Jazz
talk.
Well, how does Spider-Man talk?
Normal.
Do it, Lunchbox.
It's just a guy that's working maintenance. They're like, hey, Chad, can you come be Spider-Man for a second? And he's like, all right.
Leave the mop there.
Yo, kid, go to bed. Good night. Oh. All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now,
here he is.
Turn it up.
So AJ McLean from the Backstreet Boys stopped by the house yesterday. And, I mean, we probably talked for an hour and a half or so. And cool of him, he came straight from the airport over to my house. And so I felt like I had to walk a pretty healthy line of learning about the new music because he's put out a few songs. He's kind of exploring the country space because he came over with Florida Georgia Line. They did that. And he was like, wow, you can actually make music in the country world that matters. He talks about that. He's like, in pop, we just make music that makes you feel good. He said, but what was cool about country was you got to actually write songs about things that meant something to you. Mm-hmm. And that was more of his idea because you don't need the money. And so he came to town and was talking about that. But so I had to talk about that a bit, which I was cool with, but I really wanted to do like Backstreet Boys talk for 3 hours.
Yeah.
So I kind of had to bounce back and forth, but really great guy. Like loved hanging out with him. So I pulled a couple clips, and this is the latest episode of the Bobbycast. Today, after this show, just go to iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to your podcasts and search, and this episode's up. And in Florida, he lived in an apartment complex where a lot of other kid performers lived, and he lived next to Ryan Gosling and Britney Spears.
It was interesting. The apartment complex that we lived in, Britney Spears lived in, Ryan Gosling, a lot of the Mouseketeers lived there. So I'd play basketball with Ryan almost every afternoon, unless he was taping. And I'll never forget, I actually kissed Britney on the basketball court. This is before she became the Britney Spears.
So a lot of tea was spilled about teen romance.
Yeah. Huh.
And so we talked about hit songs that artists don't play live anymore. And then we were talking about Radiohead. and they don't play Creep, right? You know the song, I'm a creep.
Yes.
I'm a weirdo. They don't play it. And I said, what song, if as the Backstreet Boys, would you never play again?
It would be Quit Playing Games. That's one we've done since the very first Red album back in 97. There's no amount of remix for that song to be cool to me anymore. I'm over it.
So quit playing games with my... Raymundo, you like that clip?
That's a great song, too. Yeah.
So good.
Raymundo was just smiling as he was talking about that. But the Backstreet, it's so fun to talk to somebody about the Backstreet Boys. Because that was a big part of our life.
Yeah, for sure.
He talked about how he doesn't think, even with all the success, it hasn't hit him. But they're just trying to get a Grammy win.
All of it still hasn't hit me. 26 years I've been doing this, and it still hasn't hit me. I feel like, for me, it's going to finally hit me when we finally win a Grammy. That's what I feel it's going to, because to me, that is like the creme de la creme of our world. Been nominated 9 times, which is amazing in itself. But to finally win, I feel, will solidify that kind of respect and credibility.
So we talk about that, and we're trying to figure out ways, just spitballing it, that I think they can win a Grammy. Because I think people hold the boy band mark against them, right? They've been nominated 9 times.
Right.
And I was like, well, you know, it's always like overcoming something, like one of you guys could die. You know, and then you keep going. And
there's that.
There's that. Or I say a movie, like a real movie with actors that's real gritty. And like how the Backstreet Boys, you know, started, stayed together. It's so true. And, you know, it's like the backside. They did the documentary, but I'm talking about like a Ray type movie. You're one of these biopics, like
Walked the Line.
The Queen
we're like, oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
They had success even though all of this was happening. And then they do the music for it, some new music as well. I said, you could get a Grammy from that.
Yeah.
So basically, I just reshaped the Backstreet Boys career in one podcast. Wow. It's great. I really felt important.
So when they win their Grammy, I'm going to be like, what?
Yeah. So check out the podcast. It's just search BobbyCast. There's also one with Thomas Rhett where we talk for an hour. It's great because if you love country music, there just isn't a show where people come in and sit for an hour and just talk. And I love country music. A lot of songwriters involved in this podcast too. But the AJ McLean one, man, thought it was cool. You can watch it too. We did the whole thing on YouTube too. YouTube.com/BobbyCast. I think you'll like that one.
Yeah, I'll put it on my list.
I saw on your podcast, Hillary, it was from Lady A stop by, huh?
Yeah.
When's that going up?
Tomorrow.
Oh, cool.
So we recorded it yesterday. She's awesome.
She's the coolest, right?
So we talked for about an hour too, and it was great. I mean, she's come in before with Charles and Dave, but to just have her one-on-one was awesome.
Yeah, that's called Four Things with Amy Brown. So AJ McLean up today on BobbyCast, and tomorrow Hillary Scott.
Yep. The Bobby Bones Show.
Well, I'm kind of taking it on the chin here on the text line.
For what?
Well, earlier I said, hey, I'd set up to go out with this girl, and like probably a week and a half prior, checked in on Friday, said, hey, you good? We're still good, right, for Tuesday? Mm-hmm. Yep. Didn't check in again because I thought we were just good. Like Friday, that was the check-in.
Right.
And so Tuesday, a couple hours before, I was like, hey, this is the plan. How about you? Oh, and I thought you canceled. What do you mean you canceled? And I started speaking in tongues basically to myself, just like that right there. So we did not go out. And I said, we checked in Friday. Why do I have to check in on Tuesday?
To show that you're thinking about her. To show that you're excited about the date.
Okay, well.
For her, she probably just wanted to move on from it in case you were going to ghost her. She just didn't want to have to deal with that. So, yeah, she made other plans.
Here is a text. Just wanted to chime in on Bobby's date situation. I think this is symbolic to his bigger relationship issues. He didn't have to check in. But when you're dating, you're pursuing someone. A girl wants to know you're interested. I'm shocked. They didn't at least text once or twice in between Friday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
To a girl, that would read totally uninterested. More than likely, it wasn't about firming up details. It's about feeling wanted.
Yep.
Relax, everyone. And really, that's what all us gals want. We want to know we're wanted and not just a dot on the calendar. Amy was exactly right.
Yeah. Well, at least know that you're thinking about us. So, like, did you think about her at all between Friday and Tuesday?
Yeah, well, when I look at my calendar, I'd be in there. I'd be like, oh, yeah, I can't forget that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I can't believe that you guys think I'm wrong.
No, I can't believe you still haven't learned from this.
And someone's like, Bobby, you're so hard-headed in your opinions. All you have are opinions. Can you imagine how terrible this show would be if I had no opinions?
Yeah, you'd be like,
if I just came on, I was like, I don't know. What do you think? I don't know.
Everything's
okay. I don't really have an opinion. I bet I do feel like I was so right, and you guys have told me I'm so wrong.
I know, but so are
it's
you...
It's a learning moment for me.
But are you going
to
continue?
I'm going to learn not to bring it up anymore on the show.
All right. No, I'm just, we'll see how it plays out next time if you decide to text in between.
I'm going
to
go overboard.
every
6 hours, I have it set up on auto text.
Just making sure we're good for Tuesday.
And if, but here's also the other side of that. If
you would even set it up as an auto? There you go. That's how, it's not that he's going to take the time to think of somebody and text them. He's just going to go ahead and set up an auto send.
What about the fact that I'm thinking about setting up an auto send? That's thinking.
So thoughtful.
I had a point. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it was a good one. Now I forgot it.
Sorry.
I'm sure it was a great point.
I'm sure it was amazing.
Here's what I'll do though. If I affix it, then I'll go overboard on the other side. And also
to be obnoxious.
No. And also, maybe she just don't want to go out with me because if I were to be like, hey, and checking in the day before, she's like, this guy's all, he's smothering me. I haven't even went out with him and he's smothering me. Yeah, that's a thing too.
Okay. Nobody said you had to just text her like crazy, but a simple like, how was your weekend?
And someone, here's another one. They're just flying in. And that's why you're not dating right now. Okay.
Are we going to get a follow-up from your therapy? What? It's related to dating.
Yeah, sure. Hey, let me get that story about the happiness level because this, I saw this yesterday and this is exactly what my therapist and I talked about. Been going to a new therapist, think it's my third time to her. Enjoyed her. I do feel guilty though while I'm in there that she doesn't get to talk.
But...
because I feel like I'm hogging all the time. She should like talk about her.
No, you're paying.
I know, but I have this guilt. Or I'm like, why am I the only one talking? So I find ways to be like, what about you? What do you think? Yeah, it's not what I'm supposed to do, but I just, Amy, I talk about me all the time. I'm so over me. Like, I'm so over it. But
you
I
tell
know,
her that?
Yeah, sometimes. But she's like, well, that's what you signed up for.
Yeah, true.
And so I'm like, well, what, how do you feel? And she's like, well, this isn't about me.
She's good.
So that happens in the room. This story came out just randomly because it happened to me yesterday. Average adults rate their happiness level a 6.3 out of 10. What would you rate your happiness level at?
Oh, man.
Out of 10.
It fluctuates.
But your average. It should fluctuate, but what do you think your average is?
My average, 7.5 right now.
Ooh, solid. Lunchbox, happiness level?
Ooh, 7.
Eddie?
Ooh. I mean, I guess I'd go a little higher. 8.5.
You're generally a happy person.
For the most part, yes.
Yeah.
Her and I were talking, and I was like, I'm about a 5.5 on average.
Yeah. Wow. So that means...
And I was like, you know, I don't get too high or too low. Like, I am right there. I don't get sad, but I don't really get super full of... And she's like, you know why? I'm like, why? Because you think that your happiness will be taken away. It's been taken away. So we had that big talk yesterday. And then we started to get into what love is, and it was like, time's up. Got to go. Had to go work out.
So you didn't conquer love? Mm-mm. I guess that's next session?
Yeah, she told me that when people are raised like me, because my dad left when I was 5 or 6, and my mom was an addict, and she wasn't around, that they either turn into turtles or tiggers.
What does that mean?
Well, you either get in your shell and protect everything, because you're afraid that since you have nothing, that food and... all of those, you're just like, I'm in a turtle shell. This is all I got. And I'm holding tight and no one can get into my turtle shell.
Right.
Or you're like, oh, I need everyone. Look at me. I'm so, please be a part of me. I want to be a part of you.
Your ticker, yeah.
And so, okay. I'm a turtle, obviously,
you're a turtle,
by far.
Sure.
She was like, you're still a turtle. So we got to figure a way to crawl out of your shell a little bit, turtle. So that's a bit of it too.
Yeah.
It's good. I enjoy
makes
her.
Sense.
I wish she'd talk a little more.
Right. But again, you're there for you.
I know. I just feel guilty. I'm like... And then I do the thing where I'm like, there are people with much worse problems. Why am I even here? And she's like, you can't put yourself on a scale and compare yourself because everybody loses. That means only one person in the whole world gets to have a problem. The person with the worst problem.
Did she have a goal for your number? Like you said you were 5'5 on average. Like did she say, or I guess that was the article or maybe she was saying something, but.
She wants my numbers to be able to fluctuate higher and lower.
Okay.
Because I don't get sad either.
Because then that means you're actually
feeling more.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is important.
Yeah, she's like, you've turtle shelled your emotions where you don't go too high or too low. You just stay in the shell.
Gotcha.
She's like, do you ever get sad? And I was like, no. She's like, do you ever get super happy? Nope. Mm. No, that was, so we're working on that. Hey, everybody, you want to date me? Yeah. I'm a real treat. Boy, I got a story for you. This woman is just trying to eat avocado. I love avocado. I mean, avocado, everybody loves it.
Yeah, it's so good.
So this 60-year-old woman was at a wedding and got a big old scoop of avocado, and so she ate it, except it was wasabi. It caused a heart condition. She had to go to the hospital.
Oh,
my gosh.
Well, that's not good.
Fortunately, she survived. The doctors say they believe it's the first time wasabi has triggered something like that, or that someone has eaten so much that they've seen that their heart just starts to beat. I start sweating. Do you guys start sweating if it's too hot?
Yes. Yeah.
A few minutes later, said she felt chest pains. Then it went to her arms. She went to the hospital. She had triggered a heart condition, which, by the way, they call broken heart syndrome. Because people sometimes get so sad that their heart starts to react in a weird way. But it's the same thing this wasabi did. So, pretty wild.
But she didn't know it tasted a little different from the first bite.
I think she just went in hard.
Like, my husband did that a long time ago before he ever had wasabi. He thought it was guacamole or something. And he went in and just took the biggest bite ever. And because you think it's not going to be hot.
But do you swallow it so fast? That's what I'm thinking. Is it like... Not swallow.
Oh, well, it's supposed to be really hot.
I don't know.
Because then you don't even taste it anyway.
Yeah.
It's like scoop, swallow.
Right.
Because you would think you would go scoop, mouth.
That doesn't taste like guacamole.
Like, just anything. Even if it is guacamole, you're like, well, I'm sure enjoying this taste.
Yeah. Right.
But yeah, she got hit hard. I did see yesterday, too, the Making a Murderer story. Lunchbox, you see the story?
Yeah, Stephen Avery may be getting out of prison.
So... I read that this could be a little fishy. So everybody watched Making a Murderer on Netflix back in the day?
Amazing.
Guy goes into jail, supposedly killed this woman in a brutal way. But the whole thing is he didn't do it. That was the whole first part of the documentary. They've done updates. What's the newest update that came across yesterday?
They're doing a new documentary and someone in Wisconsin that's already a convicted killer in prison confessed to the killing of Teresa Halbach. And so the people that are making this documentary have handed the taped confession over to authorities. So they were reviewing it and they're going to investigate.
Why do they think this guy is fishy?
I didn't see why they thought it's fishy. The authorities just said, quote, we don't know if it has any truth to it. They didn't say exactly why. They just said maybe he's doing it for the spotlight, maybe.
I wonder if the guy is already in jail for all of his life anyway.
Right.
And there's nothing to lose by it.
So
yeah, he's already in jail for another killing.
Except to gain notoriety. But, do you think Stephen Avery did it by what you know?
No.
Oh, wow.
If you watch season two...
If you watch a documentary, your decision just based on the documentary.
No. There's this big shot lawyer, an innocence lawyer out of Chicago that does these cases, and she's gotten like 15 or 16 people off. She's the real deal. And she is unbelievable. And I just, after watching her, I do not believe he did it.
So he's just totally framed.
Not yes. Yeah.
Wait, not yes?
No.
So yes or no?
I guess framed is the right word. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. Him and Brendan Dassey should not be in prison. And at the end of season two, she kind of says who she thinks it could be.
Is it that guy? Did the...
Nope.
Oh, it's not. Different guy. Oh. No.
Okay.
I doubt it's this guy. I mean, you're right. We have to know what he's in for. Is he in for life? Is he on death row anyway? And he's like, well, that was me. Write a book about me.
Yeah. I could use more letters.
Right.
Into the pen.
Mm-hmm.
I felt Stephen Avery did it.
Oh.
We didn't see season two.
We did not see season two.
I know. Morgan, number two, you see them?
Yeah, I saw season two, and I don't think he did it.
Oh, you don't?
Oh, okay. Wow.
So I haven't seen season two, nor am I going to, so I'm just going to act like I did now and be like, I don't think he did it either. I'm with them. There's no way.
But should we watch season two?
Yes.
Because I
there's
tried.
So much TV on that's better than that.
I know, it's so hard. Okay, I know. But I mean, I like to be, if I started something, remember how into it we were? How could we not be into season two when like,
but it's been out for
Christmas Day, we're like, I gotta watch. Whatever year that was, like, I just was obsessed with it.
We were also being influenced by everybody also doing it at the same time. Like, if you weren't watching it, you weren't a part of a lot of conversation.
Right.
Yeah.
It was like that Popeye's chicken sandwich. I didn't get in a lot of conversation. I didn't eat one yet.
Right.
Lunchbox had one.
Is that back
really
in
good.
Stock yet?
Sure. It's not back yet, huh? Until November?
I don't know. I haven't really checked. I had the one, and I haven't really been
back. Season two of the chicken sandwich is great.
Oh.
Yeah. This website, Vulture.com, ranked all of Taylor Swift's songs. She has 142 songs. And, well, at the top 10, do you have a favorite Taylor Swift song?
Our Song.
Our Song at number 6. It's Our Song.
And he says, our song is the slamming screen door, sneaking out, tapping on your window when we're on the phone and you talk real slow because it's late and your mama don't know.
Lunchbox, do you have a favorite Taylor Swift song?
Oh, yeah. Shake It Off.
So good.
Has to be number one.
It is not in the top 10. Mike, if you see it on that list.
Wow.
Well, that's not a game.
Mike, I mean, but that's a good one.
It's a 26. Maybe too new for the hardcore Taylor fans. I don't know. I like that song too. Eddie, favorite Taylor song?
Mine would probably have to be We Are Never Getting Back Together.
At number 7.
Yeah.
We are never, ever getting back together.
Like ever.
That's from 2012. Yeah.
Good one.
Mine, it's such a teenage song.
Yeah, but oh boy.
That mine. Song, 15.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. 'Cause when you're 15.
Yeah, that's good though.
It's at number 3.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know why.
It's just a good song.
Is that
okay.
what it is?
Yeah.
And then the older
okay.
you get to, Bose, it's just like, you can't like that song.
Turn this up. Turn this up. Let me see if I still feel it in my heart. It's kind of still the jam.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's number 3. Your top 5 are number 5. Can you see if you can sing these?
Okay.
Mine. No. Let's let me sing them. Sing them without the music.
I can't sing that one.
I don't know that I can.
Is that the preacher's daughter?
Mine. That's all I remember.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, now you can play it. Oh yeah, I remember it now.
Meet for the first time.
Yeah, I can't remember without the music though. But I do remember mine. Okay.
Yeah.
No. We don't get credit for knowing that one?
Yeah, but that's not... I don't jam to that one.
Okay. Number 4, Blank Space. Can you sing Blank Space? Mm-mm. Blank... How does it... Blank... Because when it's your blank space...
No,
and somebody tells you they...
Blank space, baby. That's it.
And I know your name.
Yeah. My kids like this one.
That's fine.
But not as much as You're So Gorgeous. Is that on there?
Not top 10. Number 3 is 15. Number 2 is a song called All Too Well. Can you sing that one?
No.
I think they're trying to be hipster with this list of Taylor songs.
I don't know that
why
one.
Are they like...
All Too Well.
Where's Look?
I got it. Because when you're all too well and somebody tell... Okay.
In my hair, I was there. I remember it all too well.
I've never heard that song in my life.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard it, but it's fine.
The number 1 song you will know, it's You Belong With Me.
Okay.
Sing that one.
You belong with me. Now I have all the songs in my head.
Because when you belong with me.
And you're somebody tells you you don't belong. You belong with me.
Can you do it?
Yeah, I can. I need a hint, though. You belong with me.
Is that the shorts?
Y'all,
you wear short skirt.
No.
I wear No.
No, that. You wear short shorts. I wear t-shirts. You wear
Is that song?
I'm on the bleachers. You belong with me.
You belong with me.
Here we go. The one who understands you. Been here all along, so why can't you see? You belong with me. You belong with me.
Right, you're well. That's good.
Yeah. I just sometimes need help with tone. You know?
Yeah. I do feel like these lists, though, they do try to make them
a little being so cool. Where's Tim McGraw?
Yeah. Yeah, shut up, Liz. If you don't have Tim McGraw in the top 5, still the jam.
Mm-hmm.
What's the other one we like? Mean.
And Why You Gotta Be So
Mean. That might be my favorite, too. 15 and Mean.
Love that
I like songs with banjos.
Yeah. Oh, Teardrops on My Guitar? What? Where's that?
Yeah, Tim McGraw is number 20 on this list. Who wrote this list?
Yeah.
Terrible.
I don't agree with that. I'll make my own. Also, I don't know about you.
I'll make my own. Amy's gonna go home and make her own.
Do it, Amy. Do
I'm feeling 22.
Yeah. I mean, we did a parody to that a long time ago, but not my favorite song.
We did it when I turned 32, and it's one of my favorite things we've ever done because I made y'all make a music video.
We had to show up. No, everybody came to my house and had to. Yeah.
I got all the props.
And then you made me do a video for 2. So mad. She had a great idea to do a 2 parody where we're like, Bobby was like dressed like a baby.
Oh yeah, that's right. Did we
I don't
put
know.
That video up?
I think we got rid of
Let's
that quick.
Not.
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 2.
Bobby get a diaper on.
I brought over a potty trainer.
I think I've blocked some stuff out.
Good.
It was from the early part of our days
This is before I had kids, so I had a way more free time on my hands.
Will Smith's birthday is today.
Oh, happy birthday, Fresh Prince.
How old do you think Will Smith is?
I don't know, 45, 55, 40, 50.
We're not just going to yell numbers here, bingo.
Okay, my final answer is 46.
Will Smith today is 51 years old.
Wow, he looks good. Mm-hmm. I'll give him that.
So what I'll do is I'll play you a quote from a Will Smith movie. Just see if you can name the movie.
Oh, easy.
All right, here we go, number one.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man? Wait till I get another plane. I'm lining all your friends up right beside you.
That scenario familiar to you? Wait till I get another plane. What does that think about that one?
Welcome. I heard him say welcome to Earth at the end.
Yeah, that's a big part.
Good one. Go ahead.
Welcome to Earth. It must be Men in Black.
No, it's Independence Day.
Oh, okay.
Because they're fighting the aliens.
Gotcha.
All right, let's do number two.
Don't ever do that again. Do you hear me? Just expressing myself. No. Mm-mm. Not like that, you're not. All right? Right here. You live right here. Okay? This is home. There it is.
Teach him how to dance. Yeah. What do you think? Yeah, it's Hitch. That's a good one.
Love it. Every time that's on TBS,
I watch. And here's another one.
Is why you gotta come down here bringing all this ruckus, snatching up galaxies and everything. My attitude is, don't start nothing. Won't be nothing.
Need to ease up out my face for something bad happened to you.
Do you know what that is?
Men in Black.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Boy, that first Men in Black was great,
so
right?
Good. Never seen it. Soundtrack?
You never saw Men in Black?
No, never.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, I was in high school.
Oh, Eddie, you need to watch that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The kids would like it, too.
So
like,
I can watch it with the whole family?
Yes.
I would think so. I think that'd be a good one for the family. Because you'll like it, and they'll like it. And they made like 9 of them now, right?
4.
Yeah, 4.
And there's even one with like a girl that just came out.
But Will Smith isn't in that one.
No. Is that Channing Tatum? Is he in? Chris Hemsworth, all the same. Muscles. Oh. Good looking. We get it.
Liam, Chris.
We get it.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, just tell me if you think this is gross. Bush Light flavored soft serve ice cream.
Gross.
Can you in your head think of what Bush Light tastes like?
Beer.
Yeah, but is it a specific flavor?
I don't know. I've never had it, but I assume it tastes like Miller Light, Coors Light, Bud Light. The combo of those, maybe.
An ice cream shop in Iowa has created a Busch Light flavored soft serve ice cream. They did it in honor of the kid who helped raise all that beer money. Remember the sign he held up, and he was like, Venmo me.
At the college, whatever.
And proceeds from the ice cream will also go to charity, they say. But that sounds disgusting.
I mean, that's cool, though. I mean, a lot of men will
You
might
do it with regular ice cream, though. Yeah. This Busch Light flavored ice cream, bleh. I don't even know what beer tastes like.
Exactly.
But I smell it. You can tell. I don't know what poop tastes like by smelling. Go, bleh. Mm-hmm. Don't exactly me.
But those Busch Light fans, they may like it.
Maybe so. We are done. I mean, that's it for today. Amy, what's going on?
Oh, today we're having dinner. We'll probably go out to my dad's and hang out there for a little bit. And then we're having dinner there because it's amazing.
At the old folks' home?
Yeah. They have, you know, a kitchen and a dining area. And I just pay for the kids and boom, food comes out so easy. It's like they're getting a home-cooked meal, but I didn't have to do it. And they get time with Papaw.
Do they like being there?
Mm-hmm. They do.
Fun for them?
In fact, I even asked them. That's what I asked them last night. I said, hey, do y'all want to go have dinner at Papaw? And before I could even finish, they said, yes. Apparently the food's amazing.
That's good.
Yeah, what about you?
I'm flying to New York. I'm going up because tomorrow night we're doing a John Party album release. Doing stuff with Purina and Service Dogs tomorrow, so I got to get up there tonight because we start late tonight, and then as soon as the show's over tomorrow, we go right into it. So
yeah,
that's the deal. Thank you so much, and we'll check with you tomorrow. Please listen. Dark Spentley on tomorrow.
Ooh, yeah.
Which will be good. So we'll talk to him. He's got the number one song in the country right now. Bye, everybody.
Get your bones on, Bobby Bones.